Next one is treasurer. We have Chris Corey nominated for treasurer. Are there any other nominations for treasurer?
Daniel, here, I would like to nominate James McFadden for treasurer.
So Chris, do you want to go ahead and make a statement?
Sure. So I've actually held this position once before. I held it in 2017. From 2018 to now, I have served on the National Finance Committee and the PMB, of course. And I'm also chair of the Coordinating Committee, and I work on strategic planning. If honored with your vote, I will commit myself to focusing primarily on KPFA. I'm actually kind of looking forward to that possibility. It's been difficult focusing my attention on the entire organization. So it would be nice to have a more limited scope and be able to do more effective work, especially given the institutional knowledge I carry with me with regard to the PNB. I think I would be very effective. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Okay. Does anybody want to vote verbally?
James, his round.
Oh, I'm sorry. What? James, please go ahead.
Thank you for letting me have a say here, and thank you, Darlene, for speaking. I just want to say that I've found Chris Corey to be a real straight shooter since I've been on the board the last 3 years, and doesn't engage in a lot of rhetoric. He basically wants to give the facts.
Whoever's making sound, please mute yourself.
It's Daniel.
Oh, Daniel, please mute yourself.
Yeah, I think things got.
Thank you. Go ahead, James. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I found Chris Corey to be a real straight shooter and honest and somebody who will stick to the facts and not go on there's a lot of background right now on mine. Is anybody else hearing that? Like somebody's blowing on
I'm not hearing it.
I assume it's from somebody else who's not muted. I just wanted to say I'm going to ask everybody to throw their vote to Corey. I think he'll be a good treasurer, and we don't really need to have this vote. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, James. We can elect by acclamation if there's only one person running. So, but we're in the middle of the vote, so people just go ahead and vote.
Yeah, let's go ahead and vote so we have a record that everybody voted for him.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'd like to thank everybody for your patience and support and cooperation through this process. And why don't we go on with, Delegate Assembly, election of officers. Let's go on and talk about the proposed meeting schedule, Christina, if that's okay.
Sure, go ahead while we're telling you the vote. Give Jose some time there. Did you want to go ahead and state the dates yourself, Carol, or do you want me to?
Why don't you, Christina?
Thank you. The proposed 2022 LSB meeting dates by Zoom at 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. will be, unless there's a problem with this for anybody, January the 8th, March the 19th, May 21st, July 16th, September 17th, November 19th, and December 17th. And those dates also were all sent out on the agenda that everyone received on the draft agenda. So, James, you have a question?
Yes, I do. I heard earlier today some talk about there needs to be a deeper discussion about KPFK, and you know, since there is the at the national, there seems to be a lot of issues around finance. I'm wondering whether every other month is really adequate at this really critical time, and whether we should add some additional monthly meetings rather than just every other month. It just seems, you know, from a point of view of it being a crisis time within Pacifica, maybe we need to have some additional, you know, and normally the January 8th is a report, I think, back from about the state of the station, and you know, so the other things are in there, so it might be useful to have some additional meetings, you know, monthly.
Thank you. Is that in the form of a motion?
Yeah, I'll put it as a form of a motion that we add in at least two additional meetings, you know, in February and April.
I second that.
Thank you. But there's a motion on the floor. Somebody's still, there's a lot of noise in the background still. So did you want to, if you want to speak on the motion, let me see, James.
He needs to write it.
Please write it in the dialogue there in the chat. And Frank, did you have something you wanted to say?
Sure. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Let me turn my speaker off.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, I am for that. Maybe we could plan a couple around what we're doing for fundraising or for the loan, or like, what are we doing financially? That's kind of where a lot of our concerns are. I was always wondering, our meetings did change from monthly meetings to bi-monthly meetings. So I was always ready to dedicate a meeting a month. And maybe we got a new board. Maybe we're going to work together like a well-oiled machine, and things are going to happen. We're going to raise funds. All this great stuff's going to happen. But I am in committee work as well that I do meet other than the KPFA meetings to do KPFA work, of course. But I am with the agreement of James here that if we're in a crisis mode, maybe we can get together, add a couple meetings in and do some planning or have a special focus as a possibility. I would vote yes on trying to add a couple meetings. That's
okay.
It for me.
Thank you. Philip?
I think we should postpone this until the January meeting can decide whether or not we need a February meeting. The March meeting can decide whether or not we need an April meeting. We don't need to do this in advance. Why don't we leave it to when we have more knowledge about what's really going on and can make up, can resolve this question with more information at our fingertips. So I'm going to vote against it.
I second that.
Yeah, if that's a motion, I'll second it.
I have my hand up.
Excuse me. There's a motion already on the floor, so
I could ask for it to be incorporated into James's motion as an alternative, but that's up to James.
Are you willing to
tell me a motion?
Pardon?
I'm asking James to substitute in his motion the notion that we can postpone this decision until each meeting can decide whether or not an additional meeting is required.
Okay, so Philip's suggesting the motion be amended to take up the question at the January meeting. Are you open to a friendly amendment to that since it's just come up, James?
I guess all we're doing is scheduling, you know, and we can always say we don't need another meeting, or we can say, so I would just like to get them on my calendar. If people, it's an important enough situation that we might want to just schedule them and let the officers, if they need to, they can have a shorter meeting. In fact, I prefer to have, rather than 1 4-hour meeting, I'd rather have a two-hour meetings if we can do it all.
Okay, so he's not accepting the friendly amendment. So moving forward, Donald.
Yes, since I'm the one who brought the idea up in the first place, that we need deeper discussion. It seems to me that our four-hour meetings historically have been debates. And what I would suggest is rather than add additional meetings, what we need to do is when we get reports back from our elected delegates to the PNB, we want in-depth feedback from those delegates about what is going on at Pacifica and therefore what is going on financially at Pacifica, since that's the main drama going on at Pacifica, and that part of that be what historically has occurred at KPFK during this calendar year that has so demolished the station, and what we think ought to be done to help resurrect it, if that's at all possible at this point. So I would oppose this motion because I don't think we need more meetings. I think we need more focused meetings.
Thank you, Donald. Carol?
Point of order, really, starting with, we don't have a motion to approve the date. So I'm writing those in the chat of the dates that you read off and putting them in the form of a motion. I think we should just start out and go with the original motion to have them on these days. And I would also like to include our new member orientation as a separate issue, but that be on February 3rd. I think it is February 3rd. Is that a Saturday? Can somebody check? Fred, can you check for me if February 3rd is
a Saturday? Thursday, I think, isn't it?
What is the Saturday that we said?
That's the 5th.
The 5th. Okay, February 5th. So,
I really am not excited about 4-hour meetings every Saturday.
We're out of order, Fred.
Not.
Yeah, you need to be called on.
Okay, so I'm going to write it in the chat, but I'd like us to go back to the original motion and to vote. I hope we can support that. I think Adisa, also was talking about wanting to have our meetings shorter. I think we need to be really efficient in the way that we hold our meetings. If people, can come prepared during the elections, be ready to vote right away, and we can do things in a much more prepared way where we're taking on tasks and working on things. So I'll finish writing this. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. Daniel. Daniel.
Yes. Daniel here. I support James' motion. I think we need more meetings. For example, Chris was talking about something that he said was very complex, and it sounded like we needed a whole meeting for that. That's one example of why I think we need more meetings. I would like to spend the whole meeting hearing what Chris has to say.
Fred?
I think a lot of this could actually be done in committee, and I personally am not really excited about spending 4-hour meetings every weekend. I have a busy family life.
Just as point of information to Fred's point here, if the body really wants to schedule a special meeting for a particular topic, then we can do that at any time. The meetings that we have have an agenda and a specific form that we use. So that would be, you're talking about something that on one subject is above and beyond the business normally conducted at our board meetings. So just to clarify. Thank you, Fred. Franklin?
Yeah, I was just clarifying too that I'm not suggesting we have a meeting every month either. I think when I heard James speak, he said maybe adding 2 meetings. But yeah, we also can schedule them. But again, I think the plan about putting them out is why we do this, is so that we can, set aside that time and look into the future and say, okay, on this Saturday, I'm doing this, so I could plan around it. So I would rather just decide today, of course, what we're doing, so I too can kind of look into the future and know if I have a commitment that day to KPFA and the Pacifica Network. All right. That's okay. It.
Thank
Sorry
you.
To be so wordy.
Okay. So Carol, would you clarify for me, because I'm really not sure at this point, was the original one, the original proposed dates, was that already moved and seconded, the original one?
No, I moved it. There was no second. I moved that we have KPFA LSB meetings on the following dates, January 8th, March 19th, May 21st, July
6th. No, you can't do that right now, though. We have a motion on the floor, Carol. So that's why I checked on that. So basically, we can't vote on that before we vote on the motion that James made, because we didn't have it moved and seconded.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah, so it's obviously if – well, so we'll vote first on James's motion. So everybody who is in – everybody should take their hands down for now. And I'm going to ask, do you want to do roll call, Carol, or should we just put hands up?
No, I think we have to do roll call. Hold on. Let
me get my
roll call.
Can we get a reading of the motion?
Did you write your motion in, James? And could you read it for us, please?
Yes. Since all these dates are the third Saturday of the month, my motion was to have every third Saturday, a meeting every third Saturday of the month.
Of every month?
That's right.
I thought you originally said every two extra months, but okay. So you changed it to every third set.
That's what I wrote into the chat.
Okay. So that's different than what you verbally stated. So if that is your motion, do I have a second on what James just amended his motion to state?
I'll second it. This is Frank.
Okay. Thank you. So on the motion to meet every third, Saturday of the month, of every month, all 12 months. Go ahead and people, yay or nay. So go ahead and make the roll call, please, Carol.
Okay. Adisa Armand.
No.
Adisa, no. Daniel Borgstrom. Daniel?
Oh, excuse me. Yeah, yes. Daniel votes yes for Dame's motion.
Okay. Chris Corey.
No.
Pardon me, Chris, I didn't hear you.
No.
Oh, Chris, no. Brian Crowell is not here. Fred Dodsworth?
No.
Fred, no. Janine Utter?
Janine's not here either.
Oh, okay. Sherry Gendelman?
No.
Donald Goldmacher?
No.
Leslie Howard?
No.
Christina Huggins?
No.
Christina, no. Lily Kimura?
No.
Lily Kimura, no. Marilyn is not here. Philip Muldari?
No.
Philip, no. James McFadden?
Yes.
James, yes. Darlene Pagano?
Yes, and they don't have to be 4 hours at a time if we have more. Thank you.
Thanks, Darlene. Christina, she's not here. Frank Sterling.
Frank votes yes, please.
Frank, yes. Catherine Duktakin?
No.
Catherine, no. Aki Tanaka?
No.
Aki Tanaka, no. Andrea Turner?
No.
Andrea, no. Mark Van Landuit?
No.
Mark, no. Jacob Arguez?
Yes, if it was with the understanding that they're shorter meetings.
Christina, they're...
That's not in the motion, so we actually can't add that at this time.
Okay, then no.
Thank you.
Okay. Jake Ruckies, no. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom, yes. Carol Wolfley, no. Okay, so Jose, did you count?
Yeah, give me 1 second. All
I got 15 no's and 5 yeses.
So the motion fails. So we'll move on to the original dates that were proposed. Do I have a second on Carol's motion for the proposed dates?
It's Corey.
A second.
Thank you. Now we're voting on the main motion for the dates. Do you want to do roll call, please, Carol?
Yes, and I'd like to read it. I move that we have KPFA LSB meetings on the following dates, January 8th, March 19th, May 21st, July 16th, September 17th, November 19th, December 17th, and I move that there be an orientation for new board members on February 5th.
I would just ask
point of inquiry, what about August?
Oh, it's every other month, so we don't have August. We go from September. July, August, September. We don't have August.
Okay. Thank you. Forgot.
Okay.
Christina, I would just ask if anybody's opposed to this schedule. Save time.
All right. It's a lot shorter than doing roll call, that's for sure. So if anyone is opposed to these dates and to this motion, would you please raise your hands?
Or speak up if you're in.
Pardon me, Chris?
I said, or speak up.
You can speak up. In fact, that might be, you could speak up if you're having trouble with the chat function or the hand thing. But if anyone is opposed, raise your hand or let us know verbally.
What is she doing there?
Please,
let's
have order here, please.
Okay, so did it pass?
Jose, do you see any hands raised to oppose the dates?
I do not.
Then the motion passes, and I would remind people, because we want people to be able to have the time necessary to address specific issues. If there people want to call a special meeting, we can discuss that at our January meeting, if someone wants to call a special topic meeting. So the motion passes for the dates, and we will be moving on to the next order, which is...
I wanted to just, point of order, check in with Jose if he has vote count yet.
You have the vote results, Jose?
I will in a second. I am missing a couple of votes. However, even if I had those couple of votes, it wouldn't make a difference. So,
do you want to let us know who's missing?
Yes, I am missing, Christina, your vote for vice chair.
Oh, you didn't get that?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
But then again, it's a little hectic.
Yes.
My phone ringing and trying to keep an eye on emails and the chat as well. So I'm missing your vote for vice chair, and then I'm also missing, Daniel Borgstrom's for treasurer and Tom Voorhees for treasurer.
Yeah, I just texted you my vote. Did you get it?
Did you text or put it in the chat?
I'm sorry, I put it in the chat. Whoops.
Okay. 1 second.
You didn't get my vote for treasurer. I vote for Chris.
Okay, 1 second, Daniel.
And the same is true for Tom. Vote for Chris and treasurer.
Tom votes Chris for treasurer. So it looks like Christina for chair, Carol for secretary, treasurer is Chris, and vice chair, who?
Vice chair is Fred.
Okay. And yeah, the results are as follows. Christina wins for chair, Carol for secretary, Chris for treasurer, and Fred
for vice chair.
Okay, and you can get us the numbers when you have a chance. You could put them in the chat for us. Would that be okay?
Yeah, just give me a second.
Sure.
Okay, Christina, did you want to go ahead and read our group agreements? We didn't do that, and then we'll go into public comments.
Sure. Okay. Starts with Zoom instructions. Participation for purposes of sound quality and clear communication without interruptions. Participants are asked to mute themselves during KPFA-LSB online meetings, and the chair or host will recognize one person at a time to unmute themselves and speak. Board members on the phone can mute and unmute themselves by pressing star 6. The use of the Zoom chat option is reserved for LSB members only, so that board members are able to process board business without distraction. We look forward to hearing from members of the public during the town hall public comments time. Please sign up at 11:30 by raising your hand. Board members wishing to be called on during the meeting are asked to raise hand by clicking on the participant button at the bottom of the screen and then clicking on the raise hand button on the right, or to press star 9 on a phone. Board members will be called on by staff. LSB board members shall use chat to submit written motions to the LSB secretary. Board members online may vote by Zoom, raise hand, or by roll call, or by email with a code when needed. Confirm LSB meeting, KPFA LSB meeting, and email agreements. Audio recording of the meetings is available at kpftx.org. No video recording permitted at KPFA LSB meetings. Speak with each other respectfully using comfortable volumes. Focus on facts, issues, and proposals. No name calling or personal insult. Use attribution of sources and documentation when making statements or assumptions about other people or groups. Listen to each other with care. Honor the agenda and timeline, including staying on topic, following group procedures, and respecting directions of the chair, facilitators, timekeepers, and people taking stack during meetings. Raise hands to be recognized by the facilitator. Honor time allocations per share and finish up when agreed upon time is over. Each person's time may be used for comments or questions with answers included in the time. Honor board confidentiality. KPFA local station board members are required to keep all job performance information related to KPFA management, paid and unpaid staff, and volunteers confidential, to be shared only within closed session LSB meetings. If a situation arises when a participant is not willing to honor the above agreements, that person may be asked to leave the meeting or be removed from the meeting. And that's our board agreements. So the next order that we had is
public comments.
Public comments. I thought it was KPFA LSB officer and PNB reports, but
We already did that.
Oh, okay. So we will go into public comments now. How many people have their hands raised? Jose, can you see?
Two, three now. Elizabeth Milos is first.
So three people, and more may raise, and Carlos Cohan as well. Yeah. So, we'll start with, how much time for each comment, Carol?
And I see you, Stan Woods.
We're now up to
2 minutes.
We're now up to five people.
So we'll start with 2 minutes. More people may come up, so the comments will be for 2 minutes. And Fred, would you time for me?
I will.
Thank you. So the first person with their hand raised, and you can correct me. If I make a mistake, I'd appreciate if you correct me, Jose. I just want to make sure that I'm getting these in proper order. The first person with their hand raised is Elizabeth Milos.
Excuse me. I understand that the bylaws state that the period of public comment is at least 30 minutes. And if there's only 5 minutes, five people, then there should be at least 6 minutes for each person. That's what the bylaw says directly.
We said we would start out. We can repeat if people don't get all that they say. So yours 2 minutes has started now. Go ahead, Elizabeth.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to address the LSB about a concerning incident that occurred during the KPFA Craneway Crafts Fair on November 27th and 28th, where a small group of us Rescue Pacifica members went to hand out leaflets as supporters of the mission of Pacifica Network and KPFA. We wanted to engage fairgoers who were in line in conversation about the Pacifica mission and how to bring KPFA back to its original radical roots. We only spoke with fairgoers who were willing to speak to us, and we motivated them to join KPFA as members. On Saturday, we set up a table for any entrance, far from any entrance, and we're not obstructing any path. After a while, we were told by security, then subsequently by fair staff, that we needed to move. We politely refused, citing our legal right to be there. The details of these encounters will be forthcoming in a letter. Then an LSB member approached me, interrupting me while I was in conversation with someone in line, and stated out loud that I was a Holocaust denier because, quote, I supported Bonnie Fakter's show, Guns and Butter. She continued to badger me even after I made it very clear that I'm a Chilean American who knows what fascism looks like and have dedicated my life to fighting fascism. She then stated out loud that I was an anti-vaxxer and, or asked me out loud if I was an anti-vaxxer and that I must be one because, quote, I support Gary Null's program on WBAI. Again, a falsehood. For the record, I'm a healthcare worker and fully vaccinated, though I support body autonomy against vaccine mandates and multi-pronged approach to the pandemic, which should include testing, masking, and heavily taxing the 1% so that workers don't bear the brunt of the pandemic. On Sunday, two of our elderly members of Rescue Pacifica who set up a table were physically blocked by a fair associate from handing out flyers, getting up close with his body against them in the middle of a pandemic, I might add, in the manner of a grade school child saying mockingly, I'm your buddy, I'm your buddy. This could have escalated to physically pushing and shoving, which was a threat to their safety, so they moved the table as a result. If we add the September 18th abrupt and very loud shut up and accusations of lying that the
your
LSB treasurer
now up.
Lurched at
Thank
me.
Thank you. Your time is up. We'll go on now to Carlos, please. Go ahead, Carlos.
Okay. Thank you. As many of you know, I run for the Pacifica LSB in a slate, the KPFA protector slate. I didn't get elected. I'm just here to say I'm perfectly fine with that. I'm trying to help in any way I can. To me, KPFA is an absolute treasure. Mm-hmm. I've been a listener and a member for over 30 years. And I ask everybody in this group, and I will keep saying this, no matter which slate you are on, no matter which group you are on, I think we should try to make our criticisms constructive. Everybody's putting a lot of volunteer hours. The people at KPFA are doing an awesome job. I have my differences with the programming. I'm not fully happy with the whole programming, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to fully support this extraordinary institution, progressive institution that we have. And I wish we can all open up and talk to each other in a very respectful way and support KPFA. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And the next person, Steve Zeltzer.
Call from 1-3-2.
Please mute yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, yeah, this is Steve Zeltzer.
Hi, King.
Yeah,
hello.
Hello.
Gary, you need to... Oh.
So this is Steve Zeltzer, and I'm... I was also at the fair that we were blocked from leafleting at, and I think it's against the contrary to the goals of and principles of Pacifica to tell people they can't fly her. And it really tells, I think, the method of the KPFA protectors who support these kind of tactics, apparently. So I protest to the management, and I think there needs to be a protest to the Craneway. It's illegal to stop people from blocking in a public street, from leafleting. So that's number one. Number two is the statement of the executive, in the executive session that the KPFA board cannot do an evaluation of the manager. Because some criticism made with them. First of all, the criticism that they charged was made against him was made recently, And there's been for years, it's the responsibility of the KPFA local station board to evaluate the manager, which they refuse to do. So I think it's basically refusing to do the responsibilities that you're required. And furthermore, the supporters of the protectors say that there's a big emergency and we're going to go bankrupt Pacifica. But then they say, let's not have a meeting monthly of KPFA. What does that say? Most organizations, most nonprofits have monthly meetings, but apparently the KPFA protectors don't want to have monthly meetings where there can be discussion. There is no finance. There is no finance committee at KPFA, and the KPFA protectors have opposed a finance committee. Why is that? Why would the KPFA protectors oppose a finance committee? Is it because they really don't want a chance of the board members to find out what's happening with the financial records that have really only been produced a day before the vote on them? I think it's contemptible. Your I think it's against democracy. Up. And that has to change.
Thank you very much. Next person is Mara Rivera.
Okay, so I heard one of the new members say that the LSV has no role in programming, and this is false. According to the bylaws, Article 7, Local Station Boards, Section 3, Specific Powers and Duties, we have Item G, to work with station management to ensure that station programming fulfills the purposes of the foundation and is responsible to the diverse needs of the listeners, demographic and communities, geographic, served by the station, and that station policies and procedures for making programming decisions and for program evaluation are working in a fair, collaborative, and respectful manner to provide quality programming. In the past, even before the current bylaws were adopted, a Democratic Program Council composed of staff, LSV members, and listeners evaluated present programs and proposals for new ones. This has not been observed. Programs have been abruptly terminated without notice to longtime hosts and without a transparent shared process. Then I would like to make one comment about the general manager evaluation being canceled.
Yeah, 30 seconds.
That it is a travesty to prevent evaluations because there may be negative statements made. All the more reason to hold them. Eliminating the evaluation is a violation of the bylaws and cooperative governance. I'm done.
Thank you. Stan Woods, you're next, right?
Right. Hi. Yeah, just to piggyback, Stan Woods, former LSB member, supporter of Rescue Pacifica. Just to piggyback on what Mara Rivera just said, I was part of, and actually several people on the board, even currently were part of, a program council in the first decade of the new century. We made programming decisions. We had representatives from staff. We had management who had a voice but not a vote. We had LSB members, and we had community members elected by the LSB. That came about as what happened in 1999, which some of the new people may not be aware of, in which we almost lost the whole network. We had a demonstration in Berkeley, one of the largest ones in Berkeley for years, for throughout the listening area, not just centered in Berkeley, but it was, the demonstration was physically in Berkeley, of 12,000 people. And as a result of that, the LSBs became governing bodies, not just advisory boards. Many people have the impression that the LSB just have advisory powers. That's not the case. And neither does the PMB. And so we do a unilateral decision by the then program director. Several years later, the program council was shut down. I think it dramatically needs to be revised. I work, since I'm a DSA, with a lot of young activists, and many occasionally listen to KPFA. But one thing they say is, one young activist, a young Latino woman, said, it seems like a program of KPFA is like,
30 seconds.
Okay, it's like a Supreme Court appointment. That's a program for life. And I don't believe that just a handful, one individual or a handful of individuals should make decisions about programming. It's too important. And believe me, a lot of young activists, unfortunately, do not listen to KPFA. And there are thousands in the Bay Area, and they're the type of people we want, in my view. They may only be able to give $25 a year instead of $1,000.
Your time is up.
Thank you. And the next person is, I believe, Elizabeth Milos.
Yes, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'm going to continue with my statement.
Actually, Tom Fest was the next person.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, Anthony Fest?
You. Yes, happy new LSB year and greetings to the new LSB members. I'm Anthony Fest. I'm a longtime staff member. I hosted the Sunday News from 1996 to 2016. And now I produce the Project Censored show and the Poor News Network segment on Hard Knock Radio. Have all of you listened to C.S. Sung's program, Against the Grain? He likes to close each show with the words, "The important thing is not to stop questioning." Well, that's great advice for board members, old and new. I suggest you ask questions. If the answers don't make sense or they don't add up, ask more questions. Ask questions about programming, because that's what radio stations do. For example, why is there no labor program on KPFA anymore? Why is there no LGBT program on KPFA? Hasn't been for 25 years or so. Why is there only 1 hour a week dedicated to the Asian American communities when the population of Alameda County is about 30% Asian, perhaps more? Now, morning drive, I hope you all know, that's when the greatest number of people listen to the radio. So where is the diversity in our morning drive local programming? Why has there never been anyone of Chinese, Japanese, Korean, or Filipino ancestry hosting a KPFA morning program? Why has there never been a black male host on a KPFA morning program?
Seconds.
Except when we had the morning mix. Why has there never been a Latino or Latina host on KPFA's morning show? Except when we had the morning mix. I'll have more questions later, time permitting.
Thank you.
Elizabeth Milos.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to continue with my concerns. If we add the September 18th abrupt and very loud shut up and accusations of lying made by LSB treasurer towards me during the previous public comment period, and the disinformation that the so-called KPFA protectors disseminated to the last LSB elections, and the censorship of a member of an LSB, Rescue Pacifica member of an LSB, for an article that he wrote that was debunking a red-baiting and green-baiting article by two KPFA protector members, and one of whom has been recently elected as a LSB member. It's very concerning to me. Pacifica is the last of the independent terrestrial radio networks left in this country after the Clinton administration's 1996 Telecommunications Act, which allowed for media conglomerates. And the LSB presently has members who violate the free speech mission and have sued Pacifica, attempting to put it into receivership at least four times, which were dismissed each time, adding to Pacifica's financial burden. I'm concerned because the best antidote to the poison of fascism is having a truly independent media, one that includes social movement voices and deep analysis of current events, not a regurgitation of corporate media or attempts to whitewash imperialism with spokespeople who support, quote unquote, humanitarian interventions. Tomorrow in Chile, there's an election where a neo-fascist Pinochet supporter is a candidate for president. Yeah, he won 27% of the first round with a 54% absenteeism. This is due in part to the lack of a truly independent media and a neoliberal model, which caused a great suffering, inequality, and the acquiescence and adoption of this model by the traditional political parties during the last 30 years, including, quote, socialist presidencies of Lagos and Bachelet, and which helped to create a distrust of these political parties by the population. This lack of independent media helped instigate false narratives about thousands of youth who were put in jail. And again, propelled an anti-communist and anti-immigrant fervor even after...
Your time is up, Elizabeth. Thank you. I believe Sabrina's next. Is that correct, Jose?
Correct.
Thank you. Sabrina Jacobs, go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. As a now new, a member of the public, I'd like to make public comment and comment on... hold on. Let me take my hand down. Okay, great. Comment on the GM evaluations. That was actually canceled by the PNB. So to be clear, that whole thing was canceled by the PNB. So that's why there haven't been anything held. It has nothing to do with KPFA. Now, as far as the programming is solid. And the other stations don't have a lot of folks that are experienced in programming. WPFW is doing really, really well. They have a very decent program director. And I just wanted to bring that to light. Experience is needed. And KPFA has made many moves in the last decade, many positive moves as far as programming is concerned. And we've had solid programming for the last decade. That's why we've been able to raise solid funds. And I just don't understand why folks feel it necessary to bring up old crap from the past when it has no basis in this successful present and hopefully successful future. Now, in regards to narrowcasting, as far as specific programming, Asian programming is integrated. When you go into narrowcasted programming, you start to lose listeners. And the basis of what needs to happen now is that we need to make sure we're getting as many members and new listeners.
30 seconds.
Go ahead, Sabrina.
And frequently asking why there's no labor show, because we don't have anyone who is able to do it. And do it in a way that's going to be profitable for the station and interesting to the audience. And Ms. Milos, I think you need to stop taking everything so seriously. I'm not sure what agenda you're trying to run, but you need to take CS Song's advice and stop being a blank slate.
Your time is up.
Thank you. I believe Carlos is next.
Am I?
Yes.
Carlos? Yes, Carlos.
Thank you. We'll start now. I just wanted to add that for the last several months, I've been looking at the numbers for Pacifica, the number of listeners, the number of staff. I've been doing spreadsheets. In the part I don't understand, I understand that there are some people and the people in Rescue Pacific are frustrated. I would love to talk to them and understand better. I'm not a member of the LSB, but my point is I'm very alarmed by the numbers in Pacifica. In the last 9 years, we've lost almost 50% of listenership across the whole network. The number of staff remains about the same, and we are losing, as I understand, other than KPFA, all the other stations are in the red, and we are losing money. So here is my thinking is, I understand we want to make changes to KPFA, but my sense of urgency is that we need to save the whole network. The network is sinking financially and in number of listeners. We need to figure out what's wrong. We need to work together and we need to prop it up. And right now, KPFA is the only one that it's in the black, it's auto self-sufficient. So yes, we may have issues on the programming. I do too.
You have 30 seconds.
Thank you. But let's be constructive about it and let's take a whole picture of the network and realize that we need to help KPFA support it and support the other ones, make the changes on the other ones so they become self-sufficient. KPFA cannot financially support the whole network by itself. So that's my main concern. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I believe Steve Zeltzer is next.
Yeah, I was going to say that the question of the, for example, no report from the manager on CAB, it was dissolved. That's another responsibility of the management. Why was the CAB dissolved? Why is there no reports from CAB? That's a requirement also to get funding from the CPB. But apparently that's off the agenda for this management. The other thing is the issue of the decline of listenership. That is something serious. Why aren't people less and less listening to KPFA, and why is the membership dropped? There are large donors who are making money to KPFA. We don't know who they are, but I think that the idea that you should only have programming if it's profitable, as the ex-LSB member said, is extremely disturbing. That is not community radio, only if it's profitable. And the fact of the matter is that KPFA is losing listeners because its programming is not reaching young people, It's not reaching people in, who are in struggle, housing, seniors. There's no senior program. There's many programs that could be on KPFA that there aren't. And last, the reason the evaluation was canceled by the PMB is they refused to do a survey. This last local board refused to do a survey of the staff to find out what their views were of the management. Why would the local station board say, we're not going to survey the staff on what they think the management is doing? That is contempt for the staff. And it again shows a disrespect for the staff. And it should have been in
30 seconds.
It should have been in the evaluation of the manager. So the idea that the evaluation was canceled by the PMB only took place after they refused to do a survey that actually surveyed the not just the local station board, but the actual staff of the station about what they think the management is doing.
I believe the next person's Anthony.
I'll let Mara go ahead of me if she likes.
Mara, did you want to speak ahead of him?
Sure. And so the record that I have of why the manager's evaluation was canceled is here in the minutes from November 18th, which say, executive session and executive session report out. The KPFA local station board finds that due to numerous false and or misleading accusations made about the KPFA general manager, it is not possible for the KPFA local station board to conduct a fair and unbiased evaluation of the general manager at this time. Well, one of the complaints to the PNB about the formerly set up evaluation was that it was irrelevant. It didn't deal with any of the important issues that we're having with the general manager. And And that another kind of evaluation was needed. The one that was being used was said to be listed under the guidance of NETA, and we are not like NETA. We are a cooperative, and we need to have whatever kind of evaluation will truly evaluate what we expect from our general manager. And as I say, it's all the more reason to hold this evaluation if there are complaints. Okay, I'll end there.
Okay, I want to interject right here. Virginia Browning is new, and so I would like her to speak next because she hasn't had a chance to speak yet.
That's fine. Go ahead, Virginia.
Whoops.
You're on, Virginia, but you muted yourself again.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so I had a family phone call. Sorry. What I would like to say, I happened to notice that there was a show on, I guess I won't mention what it was. I don't want them to get in trouble. But they did play some music, and yet you can get the archives of them. And I know that unless it changed very recently, Davy D, who is also a very diverse person and a very experienced and wonderful person, who does both a little bit of music and a lot of excellent public affairs stuff, has been trying to get archives on the website and been told by management there that he couldn't get them. So I really think that's important. I think his show is so excellent. I think it should be heard far and wide, all over the world, really. And people should be able to pull it up. Young people who are a big part of his audience should be able to pull it up off the web. So I would urge everybody who can to please work to change whatever little legalistic thing is going on. Somebody's saying Hard Knock is syndicated, but not as KPFA. It's not available as KPFA, and he has asked to have that happen on the website. So please do.
You have 30 seconds left.
Thank you. That's all. That's it.
We only have time for two more speakers, and that would be Anthony and Carlos.
Thank you. Go ahead, Anthony.
Let me first remind everybody what the bylaws say. They say a minimum of 30 minutes for public comment. They do not say a maximum. They do not say 30 minutes exactly. You should give people the time it takes to speak their minds. If you had 60 people, you wouldn't limit them to 30 seconds apiece. I reiterate everything I said about programming. You know, people talk about diversity. Oh, we want more youth. We want this. We want that. When it comes to the actual program grid, they say, oh, it's fine. Leave it alone. It's fine as is. I say no. Walk the talk. Have more diversity. More questions I suggest you new LSB members ask. Ask a question about management. Why hasn't management called a staff meeting in many years? Long before the coronavirus arrived, we'd still, years had already passed before we had our staff meeting. Does management not want to meet with staff? Do they not want to know what staff are thinking? I just, as a staff member of 25 years standing, I just learned about this reorganization plan today via this LSB meeting. Staff were not told about this ahead of time, nor asked about for their input. So there's that. Ask questions about programming. Ask questions about management. Finally, ask questions about finances. Does it really require $3.5 million a year to keep KPFA going?
You have 30 seconds left.
Look at the many counterexamples. KBOO up in Portland does basically what KPFA does, but it does it on about $900,000 a year. And that is probably high by community radio standards. So, we can do on a lot less. We don't have to be shilling for money constantly. Live on less, do a good job. Remember, none of the music programmers are paid for their work. They're all unpaid staff, as I am. Thank you.
Carlos?
Okay, thank you. I just looked at the numbers of my spreadsheet. When I said that we are losing listeners, I think I said it, but I'm going to repeat it. I'm talking about the whole network. For the last 9 years, KPFA went down by 80%, not by 8, by 20%. So we have right now 80% of the numbers we had in 2012. As a comparison, WBAI went down by 60%. So right now they have like 43% of the membership that they used to have in 2012. So my point being, what I'm just saying is not an opinion, or I'm not favoring one group, or I'm just giving you the numbers. So what I'm saying is, we need to really look at the whole network, see why stations are losing so much listenership, see why they are losing money the way they are losing money. In my experience, I worked for corporations most of my life. And in my experience, when a whole division or a station is losing money, yes, we have solidarity, we help them. But for how many years? If they are sinking the whole boat, we need to make changes. Each station needs to be self-sufficient eventually. I'm all for solidarity and for helping, but they need to make the changes to become self-sustainable.
You have 30 seconds.
So bottom line, I understand the comments about KPFA, but please, please let not be destructive. KPFA is the only station that is self-sufficient right now. So we are doing something right. Changes need to be made. Fine. But let's not destroy the only one that is still self-sufficient in the network. Thank you.
Thank you, Carlos.
I have a question for the chair. I would like to speak, but I don't know whether that's allowed.
No, it's not for public comments.
All right. Thank you.
So we're closing public comments off.
Could I finish what
I wanted
to say?
No, we're closing public comments off. Thank you. Please mute yourself. It's been half an hour. We're closing public comments. Thank you very much. I want to take a point of information here to clarify. There was a lot of things that were people seemed very confused, and there were some things that were stated by the public that are simply not factual. So just to clarify a couple of things for the public to make sure there's an understanding of the real facts. We did an evaluation of the general manager. We completed it, and at the time we did that, we used a board, a form that were given to at least three other boards from NETA. And when you're doing an evaluation of a manager, it's very important that it is not, it can't be discriminatory in any way. There are certain rules that happen. And if you violate those, there's a legal liability on the part of the people that do that because it could be considered defamatory. So we used the same form NETA gave us. We didn't come up with it. We completed the general manager evaluation, and we also stated at the time we got a form from NETA that we were going to conduct a survey of the staff with. And before we could have the opportunity, it didn't have to be at the exact same time, but we were going to do a staff survey, which the general manager stated he was not opposed to. But before we could do the general manager survey of the staff, the PNB canceled our, they said, you have to start all over from scratch. They canceled our evaluation, set it aside. So we did our job. We did conduct that. And then after that, there were a lot of other statements like this, that were made, a lot of statements that were inaccurate. So we never refused to survey staff. That's a lie. The other boards used the same form from NETA that was supposed to be nonpartisan and going by the book, and the whole board voted on it. So, and as far as the meeting that happened, the whole board voted in executive session to censor a member because there were factual inaccuracies in what he publicly wrote about a general manager, and you can read in the readout from the closed meeting that it will state exactly that. So that would be my statement. Just to clarify, and I don't want people confused in believing things that were either lies or confusion on the part of some of the people speaking today. So we're past public comments. That would be what I've done. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
I second that.
Second.
Thank you. So all those, if there's anyone opposed to adjourning at this present time as a board member, please raise your hand. I'm going to ask you to check for me, Jose, because I can't always see. Are there any hands up?
Adisa's got a thumb up, but I assume that means she wants to adjourn.
Thank you, Adisa. I like your thumbs up. So, okay, then.
Well, no, then she has her hand up.
Oh, wait, now Adisa has a hand up.
Okay, so Adisa would be the only one, I guess, who is opposed to adjourning. So the motion carries. We are adjourned. Thank you very much.